Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket.
So you had some interesting thoughts during the break. Basically, teams would have to be desperate. That desperate. How desperate would you have to be to maybe get an upgrade in quarterback? And then how are you going to guarantee that amount of money when that wouldn't keep him happy? Couldn't you just get something equivalent to for cheaper? Finish your thoughts, because this is what you were telling me during the break.
Yeah, it's just interesting with what his stats and numbers show. Again, if you believe in his upside, maybe you would take that risk. But ultimately, it's just the fact that it's the spring transfer portal session. Most teams are, I would say almost everybody, unless you're just, have your head under a rock, you've got your quarterback plan for this upcoming season.
Yeah.
And so Nico's kind of putting himself out there again off of, okay, team success here, but nothing all that impressive what he did individually. Unless you're unhappy with your quarterback situation, which means you would have had poor roster management leading up to this point and you needed him to save you, well, then there you go. But otherwise, most teams around the country, like you think, and somebody texted in, maybe Colorado, maybe Ohio State, you kind of go through these names and you're like, well, they already have a plan. Everybody's got a plan already. So, so you'd really just have to, just the dichotomy of it, you just have to really be desperate in regardless of what you get, with him having somewhat, medium numbers or numbers that don't overwhelm you, you would have to think that your quarterback situation is not average. It would have to be poor to want to go out there and get Nico, in my mind, and you're going to have to overpay for it. And then you get right back into what you said, which is, let's say you do have success. Then what? And you don't know. Nico might ask for some more money based on him playing well. I'm sure that's going to happen. If he's asking for money after him not having the greatest season. So I just think it's with the spring transfer portal session, which is going to open up here Wednesday, everybody's already got their plan. So I think there's a pretty good likelihood on the open market he's going to make less than he would at Tennessee, at least in this point, because there's just not a whole lot of openings.
That's a great point. Most teams have their plan. If you don't have a plan at this point, what's the old saying? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, or something like that. Like nobody's trying to fail in college football. They've got their plan at this point. So when you think about Ohio State, all right, they got to replace Will Howard. They have this, let alone insanely highly recruited kid called Julian Sain that a lot of people are very high on. Now, there has been some rumors that there have been conversations between Nico and Ohio State. Not strong rumors, and I can't confirm or deny them. I've heard them, but not a ton of times. So who knows if they're real or not, but Julian Sain's an insanely highly touted guy. Just as highly touted as Nico Iamaleava, I might add. Okay, you look at a potential school like Alabama. All right, their quarterback play really, really held them hostage last year. When they destroy teams, it's because Jalen Milroe played great. Think of that LSU game. Think of some of the other games like Wisconsin. He played great. Other games, Michigan, other games that didn't go so well, he really, really struggled. All right, they've got a guy right now, Ty Simpson. He's a junior. Austin Mack, who's a talented sophomore, and Keelan Russell. So Alabama could be a potential landing spot. Ooh, that make just Tennessee fans extra mad too, by the way.
But keep in mind, the SEC has a rule in place as well to not spring portal, grad transfers or any transfers from one SEC school to the other. So Tennessee can't get anybody from the SEC that enters the portal, and he can't go anywhere in the SEC, which is, by the way, again, those are the heavy bidders generally. So that's the most money market, right? Yeah.
Outside like Ohio State, Michigan, or whatever. That's a great point. I just want it to happen just because I want to see. I just want to see. Hey. If we're going to have chaos in college football, there's a person I knew where we lived before. It was not my monkey, not my zoo. In other words, if it's not my drama, I'm incredibly interested. Since it's not our drama, I'd love to see him go to Alabama than the third Saturday in October when Alabama plays Tennessee every year. Oh, not my monkey, not my zoo, but I'm turned into the TV right now to watch this chaos. All right, but you look at, let's see who I pulled up here, Colorado. So they have listed first on their depth chart right now, Caden Salter, okay, but then Jillian Lewis is their highly touted freshman as well. Colorado actually could be an intriguing landing spot, potentially. That's probably, out of all of them, the most realistic one. And you know that Deion likes to build through the portal. So he may be one of the few coaches that's kind of like, you know what, I don't have to have my whole team ready by the spring because I'm going to do more things in the spring portal. Whereas most coaches are going to be like, we need our quarterback now. Like, you don't wait on the quarterback spot. So that could be an intriguing, interesting one potentially. But like, Colorado's struggling to pay Deion his money. How much money do they realistically have to pay Nico Iamaliava as well? All right. So going back to that graphic. All right. The top five quarterbacks in his class, Arch Manning's class. It says the top five quarterbacks and where they played school. For Arch, it just says gag me you, nothing else. All right, Dante Moore, number two, went from UCLA to Oregon. Nico Iamaliava, Tennessee to question mark. Jackson Arnold, Oklahoma to Auburn. Malachi Nelson, USC to Boise State to UTEP. He was number five, and he was a five-star in the entire country. Just to do a couple of others, Jaden Rashada went from Arizona State to Georgia to question mark. Don't know where he's going to go. And then Eli Holston, who's really the only four-star listed on here, Alabama to Pitt. So those are kind of the top seven. And then Andy Jurassic shot me this during the commercial break, but Darian Mensah's record $8 million Duke transfer NIL deal shows rapid growth of NIL deals. The Tulane transfer's price tag highlights the growing NCAA market, recruiting market driven by name, image, likeness. Sure. It's mercenaries being hired to play college football and win college football games is what it really is. All right. So in the name, image, and likeness era, recruiting is shaped by the dollar figure. That is true. Duke showcased a record-breaking example earlier this month. The Blue Devils, more often associated as a basketball powerhouse. By the way, it is rumored that they spent millions and millions of dollars on their basketball team, more so than any other team in the country. They still had a pretty good team. But when you do that, like Ohio State did in football, you're kind of hoping you win the whole thing. But they still did pretty well. It's probably the most talent. I know they're the tallest team that was in the NCAA tournament. I think you said it. Did you think they were the most talented team there?
Yeah.
All right. Just got a, and they got a young coach, you know, they'll figure it out. But hopefully you come through with that dub in the national title game more often than not, if you're going to make that type of investment. But back to this. All right. The Blue Devils, more often associated as a basketball powerhouse, received a commitment from Tulane transfer quarterback Darian Mensah on December 11th. All right. It is reported Mensah's NIL deal with Duke to be worth $8 million over 2 years. I think Nico's was over three or four. So over 2 years, with a $4 million average annual salary that would make him the unofficial highest paid player in the history of college football. Dude, that's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. And I think, I mean, there's even, I can't confirm this. All right. But there's rumors Nico showed up to practice in pajamas early on in the spring. Like, okay. I don't know if that's true, but that's a good way to lose a locker room if it is. I don't think I've ever seen that. I suppose if it's like the first two practices where you're not in pads, it's still, it's just not a good look. All right, you got that clip from good old Pate. Go ahead and roll that there, Jake.
As we dive into this, is a lot of the people who have been pushing for the changes that are happening in this sport, they would call them progress. I would call them just changes. A lot of the stuff they told you didn't have to worry about, a lot of the stuff they told you that wouldn't happen, it's funny how it keeps happening. These are the same people who would tell you players would never opt out of playoff games, you know? If we had more playoff games and less meaningless bowl games, then players won't opt out of playoff games. You know, that same crowd fails to mention that this past December, cats like Nico Iamaliava almost held out of playoff games because they were trying to renegotiate contracts in the middle of a playoff run. He wasn't the only one. He wasn't the only one. But just understand, all these people who cannot take a piss without getting the front of their pants wet, they claim to know what's best for this sport and claim to be visionaries, and boy, they can type a lot of words per minute, can't they? They have not the slightest clue what's best for this sport. And so we've taken the stance on this show for the past several months that we'll just ignore them. I don't really care. I don't care if you label me anti-players' rights. I don't care. I am pro college football.
Do you have any of the aforementioned problems that that Josh mentioned? Just out of curiosity.
Not typically.
So what do you think? What do you think about his comments as a whole? What's your reaction, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the big headline there is that Nico, or you know, in some other players, you know, he's a college football insider, so he's in the know here. Had discussions about holding out for college football playoff games. And again, I think it's only a matter of time until we see it, unless we kind of put this all together, get contracts in place and whatnot. But, you know, that's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only. Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
At first, I will have to admit, it's shocking. Was shocking to me, and then once you kind of think about it in the situation that he's in now, it's like, well, I guess it makes sense. But you know, that's an awful place for the sport to be. Obviously, if we ever do run into that, and so it's this Nico situation again was inevitable. I think it was going to happen at some point. Again, he wouldn't have been the one that I predicted to do it because he was fed pretty well, but. It highlights how much worse it could get. This is one guy doing it. What if this becomes a trend? Then your sport's just in disarray.
So a few spring games were played this past weekend. Did you see the crowds or lack thereof?
Yeah. Well, some of them were spring games. Others were much like the Husker games, not football. And that hurt Alabama's crowd, I believe.
Are you undercutting the Husker games before they even happen, Jake? I'll have you know, I'm training twice a day. I'm chasing the rooster around the yard. I'm Rocky Balboa. I've lost some weight. I'm happy about that. Yeah. Beyond, hey, I actually achieved my goal. I achieved my goal on Sunday morning.
Nice.
I went from 303 to 270.2. The goal was 270. I lost 33 pounds since June 1st. And full disclosure, I took football season off because that just wasn't going to happen. The holidays happened. I knew that wasn't going to help me, and it didn't, but that's okay. I've persistence over time, ladies and gentlemen, persistence over time. The scale was a raging a-hole on some days, but it was very wonderful on Sunday. Some days it was a raging a-hole, but on Sunday it was very, very kind to me. So I finally achieved my goal, lost 33 pounds. So I'm very happy about that. But when you get back to this, if we're not careful, I think in the short term, fans are severely annoyed, to put it mildly. There were actual spring games where there wasn't many people. I saw the shot of the Alabama crowd specifically. They didn't have a spring game, you said, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not enough interested in Alabama and what they're doing in their spring to care whether they have a spring game or not. I know as a general whole who does or who doesn't, but I don't care enough about them. I just saw the crowd, and I was like, wow. And then I did see some crowds for some spring games, and it's definitely down. Fans can't relate to this. The everyday common man or common working woman cannot relate to this. They can't relate to, if he did, wearing PJs. Of course, some people wear PJs to work, and that's okay, depending on what you do for a living. But my point is, wearing PJs to practice, sitting out of potentially the biggest game of the entire season, possibly, the college football playoff, and actively negotiating something that you haven't earned simply because you believe you have leverage and there's millions of dollars on the line. And there are some people just trying to figure out how to pay their rent. or how to take care of the car payment or the insurance payment, or they got a medical bills that are racking up, and people just can't relate to this. They love college football. They love their school. I think there's more passionate fans in college football than there is the NFL. Now, the ratings for the NFL just dwarf everybody. But I think the more passionate, I think there's more psychotic fans in the NFL. That makes sense. But the passionate fans, I think, are in college football. A lot of times you went to the school and that inherently, and you paid for an education, or you busted your butt, or you work for the school, or you do whatever. So inherently there's going to be more of a tie there. You know, if you live in Lincoln, you drive by that football stadium, Lord knows how many times a year. I think because of that, and I think football fans need to know that there's hope. There's light at the end of the tunnel, which is why I go out of my way to say it. If it didn't exist, I would just not address it and just look for the hope and hope it's coming. There are pieces in place that can help reel things in. All right. Revenue sharing to a degree can help. Contracts can help. Actual punishments and fines. And I do think we should be able to trade players. I mean, I know the whole, what if the school doesn't have my major? I know that all comes into play. And that was a great point by Austin on Friday. But if you're going to act like you're an NFL player and like you're a pro, you need to be treated like one too. You need to be able to be cut. Okay. All these things need to be able to happen. And so for me, there are parameters coming. The timeline is what we don't know, is what I don't know. But I think that gives college football fans hope. In the interim, I think they're extremely annoyed. I think they're perturbed, frustrated, and some of them are tuning out, knowing they're going to tune back in at some point. Most people are still tuned in. But for the folks who have tuned out for the interim, they're like, I'll tune back in. Was it August 28th we play in Kansas City versus Cincinnati? Or some people are like, hey, when they actually bring this back to reality or the way it should be, or make some sort of somewhat-ish of common sense, then I'll tune back in. I don't know many people who've just said, I'm done with this. I'm sure they exist somewhere out there, and to each their own. But most people are just kind of like, I love it. Some people are thriving on the chaos. some people are just like, I'm out for now, but I'll tune back in at X amount of time. If we don't rein things in, though, like the crowds that we saw at the spring game, I wouldn't expect to see those at games this fall on Saturday, but nothing's guaranteed. When Jordan was playing, when Kobe was playing, when LeBron first entered the league, could you have ever imagined the negativity that the NBA receives right now? Could you have ever imagined it?
No, I mean, it's tough to replace Michael, but yeah, not to where it is now.
I mean, you had superstars that were right there, from Kobe to Durant to LeBron, obviously. Certain things happening. You could argue the Golden State Warriors shooting the three so well, other people started to want to do that, and that bled into certain things. And then LeBron saying, hey, I'm going to create a team down here, like a video game, and go beat everybody. And then a lot of people wanted to recreate that. And then you just end up, I mean, how many years in a row was it the Warriors and whatever team LeBron was on in the finals, seemingly? The Spurs for a couple of years, I guess the Mavericks for 1 year. Like, it's not going to jump to, I can't stand this sport if you love the sport. But it can take a process. I love this sport. Okay, that's annoying. All right, that's annoying. Oh, this is irritating. Okay, I'm just not going to tune in as much. Or I'm not going to watch the regular. I'll tune in the playoffs. All right, now I'll just tune in the conference finals. Okay, now I'm just going to watch the finals. The NBA All-Star Game, when did that happen? That was a month ago. I used to love the slam dunk competition. I forgot it even existed anymore. It's a slippery slope. I don't think college football will ever get there, because I think they're going to rein it in, hopefully sooner rather than later. In the interim, I think fans, to say that they're annoyed, perturbed, can't relate, is about the kindest way that I can put it. What do you think?
Yeah, we got to go to break here soon, but I do think it is interesting to see how that plays out, because it is hard to put my finger on the spring game thing other than just frustration with the sport, you know, because I kind of understand. I mean, even if you are having a spring game or a spring showcase, you don't want to show, you know, there's a fear from half the coaches of showing too much. So it was already a thing where we acknowledged, hey, we're not going to get a whole lot of this. Let's just gather together and play football. But now that they acknowledge on top of that, that we don't want to show anything accidentally, then, you know, I think that can hurt the interest for it. But it'll be interesting to see what that looks like here at Nebraska.
We're going to go to break right after this. Just, I always like to look at both sides of the argument or the full picture or whatever. So here's a different way of looking at it. Shannon Terry of On3 Sports on X. My opinion, stop blaming the athletes. It's not their fault. They want more cheddar. What can't get lost in the Nico NIL saga is this. The blame doesn't belong to the athletes. The real issue is a broken system. A multi-billion dollar industry with zero quad rails. Oh, guardrails. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Guardrails. And we don't need Congress to intervene. We need leadership with the courage to push for real change, even if it costs them their jobs and reputations. Yeah, good luck with that. I'm tired of hearing people blame the kids. It's not their fault. College sports is in this mess. Stop pointing fingers at Nico. Direct the energy toward the NCAA, the conference, and the university presidents. I think he makes some good points as far as point the finger at these people. I still think one of those fingers needs to go at Nico. Nobody that's in charge of college football cares about college football. They care about their conference, they care about their team, and they care about making money. You need someone, a commissioner or somebody, a central figure who actually cares about college football. He's right about the system being broken, but completely deflecting everything away from Nico when you know more details about this particular situation, I don't think is right either, although I do think he makes some other fair points. But I wanted to share the other side of the coin and other people's thoughts. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply, in-app only.